What's up, y'all? It's the fourth quarter. It's a new month. And what better way to start it than to come and to join us at EYL University?
Yes, the fourth quarter is where star players make a name for themselves. So come and join the number one roster. EYL University is the biggest platform for business in the universe. We have over 70 past classes, weekly classes. We have a private investment group on Facebook, which gives you access to our movie club, our book club. We also have bi-weekly real estate calls with MG, the mortgage guy, and monthly financial advising calls with none other than yours truly. So head over to EYLUniversity.com right now and enter promo code EYL for 40% off of our annual membership.
That's right. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over. We'll see you on the other side.
Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Yeah, man.
My bad.
Yo, what's up, man? You ended the broadcast, man.
Not bad. I'm tripping.
We hit number 5 on the charts here.
I'm acting stupid.
Show early.
You don't got to worry about me.
I said, what in the Teddy Riley?
Teddy Riley is going on?
Let me know if you guys can hear me better now.
Yeah, we got you perfect.
Clearly, I'm not guru on the board, so everybody who is watching, my bad.
It's all good.
Oh, gee, baby. All right, so I'm going to make you the host again.
All right, perfect.
Yep.
Second time a charm.
You see how quick he's ready to kick me off the squad? Can't make no mistakes on the team. Right, let me know if you guys can see my screen.
Yeah, Yeah, there we go. We can see it.
All right, cool. Let's get to rocking.
Let's do it.
So everyone who grabbed shares of Apple and Tesla today, congrats. You are part of history. I'm proud of you for taking action. Give yourselves a round of applause. Absolutely amazing. And Tesla ran up like crazy today, right? So kudos to you. But first, I want to start here. I want to start the show how we normally end it. I want you to immediately, right now, text five people that you love and tell them that you love them. Because you don't know when your last interaction with them is going to be. Rest in peace to the King, Chadwick Boseman. And for those of you that have ever known anybody with cancer, what he did is quite familiar. Often a person who is sick does not want to put that burden upon you and doesn't want you to stress. And it was so telling after seeing a lot of those interviews, you can look back and see it. But sometimes those things are staring you in the face and you don't even notice. So once again, I want to start the show how I normally end it. And I'll say check on the people that you love and let's have a quick moment of silence for Chadwick. It's a tough one. 2020 has been a crazy year.
Yeah, John Thompson.
John Thompson, rest in peace. John Thompson, rest in peace. Cliff Robinson. Cliff Robinson.
What?
Yeah, John Thompson passed away today.
He passed away this morning.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's tough.
AI, my favorite player, so I know he's going through it. Goodness gracious. Check on people that you love.
They were showing his Hall of Fame speech, and it's funny because we were talking about save that life versus change your life, and he was talking about how John Thompson saved his life.
He put a post on Instagram saying, thank you for saving my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's crazy. That's heartbreaking. If you guys want to know the fastest and easiest way in which good companies you should invest in, you can join the Stock Club. Rashad and is going to put the link in there. I want you guys to join EYL University. That Facebook group has been lit. So thank y'all for letting me in it. But if you guys want to know what companies to invest in and don't want to spend 8 hours looking in front of the charts, please join us. I would love you to be with us. So these are the three biggest lessons that we've learned this month. One, the inverted yield curve predicts recessions 100% of the time. So all you have to do is hop on Google and type in inverted yield curve anywhere from 6 to 18 months after the yield curve hits, we go into recession. I told you guys last week, I want you guys to stop thinking of recessions as a bad thing and look at them as investors as great times to buy quality companies. Number two, the S&P 500 will predict who will win the election. And since 1928, it's had an 87% accuracy rate. At this rate, it's going to be a landslide for Donald J. Come November. And number three, the market has literally recovered from every single recession that we faced. So I know people's biggest fear is, well, what if I put my money into the market and then all of a sudden it goes bad the next year or the year after? Every single recession that we've had in the United States of America on all exchanges have recovered 100%. Last week, we talked about silence. And this is going to be the twin brother that is just as important. Because I've been looking around social and I've been looking at some of the comments and I'm seeing one common thing is that people are asking too many questions and not executing enough. So to pair with silence, I want you to focus on relentless execution. Everybody type in chat, relentless execution. Because talking, questioning does not give you the freedom that you want. Only taking action upon buying these companies. Because remember, the goal, we want to get to 10,000 shares minimum for retirement. And I know everyone's happy about Apple and Tesla for every split. I want you to make a choice. This goes right into the relentless execution. I want you to make a choice on every company that you're interested in, that you're either going to buy it or not. A lot of times we will ask questions to delay the execution part and being accountable. For those of you that took action today and got Apple, great job. You will literally be a part of history. I commend you. For those of you who did not, there will still be opportunity. But right now, I want you to write in chat, are you going to buy Apple or Tesla this year? And stand firm on that decision. I'm going to be real with you. Our ancestors sacrificed too much for us to be afraid of a damn chart. It's not that hard. This shot was taken in Marion, Indiana. I'm from Indiana. And when you talk to elders that are 60, 70, and 80 years old, we have access to information that they would have died to have gotten. We have a phone in our hand that had more power in it than all the computers that the White House had at the moment. All we have to do is execute. Let's not let our ancestors, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our parents' lives have lived in vain and us just argue on IG or Facebook or Twitter about investing. That will not get us any freedom. I love the movement that has been built and that is rising, but I still don't see enough people taking enough action. And some of you are terrified as hell about Trump being elected in November or reelected. I'll tell you, money won't fix everything, but it will help some of the issues that we face and we'll be facing come November. But once again, our ancestors have sacrificed too damn much for us to be afraid to buy stocks. This is not that hard. We have an opportunity of a lifetime. There's two sides of the coins that you can be on. You can either be an investor or a consumer. You can either have freedom forever or be in debt forever. I want you to type in chat that you will make the decision tonight. Will you be an investor or consumer? Either answer is fine. Whatever you choose to do, that's on you. But I want you to put investor or consumer. And here's the shocking thing for all my long-term macroeconomic investors. Right now, there's literally no hedge in the market. Not one. Buffett has this amazing quote that diversification is protection against ignorance. It makes very little sense for those who know what they're doing. And usually, you have index funds, tech companies, right? The gold market, the bond market. The crazy thing is everything is at an all-time high, and at some point, something has to break down. Everything is literally close to its all-time highs. So if we look, QQQ, this is Yahoo Finance. This isn't my data. It's been up since 2009. If we look at gold, gold has been up. And you can look at this black bar right here. Gold has been up since 2006. It had a three-year downslide and took back off in 2016. 20-year treasury bond has been up since 2007. So for those of you that are fans of the all-weather portfolio or any technical portfolio or asset allocation mix, this has always been recommended, but we are at a scary time because everything is running up because of quantitative easing and zero interest rates. So be on the lookout for when something cracks in the system because you could then have a great buying opportunity. The only true hedge there is pairing equities with volatility. And hopefully we can have a guest on to talk about that very soon. But the traditional hedges that we have in the market are non-existent. Everything is running up at the same time. So I want to walk you guys and tell you why NASDAQ is one of the safest investments of all time, despite its reputation for being super volatile. Since 1987, that's when my brother was born. Hey, bud, how are you? NASDAQ 100 has only been down 5 years. Five. So NASDAQ has a reputation because all the companies in it. And just like how Exxon got kicked out of the Dow 30, if a company underperforms in the Dow, you got to get off the team and it will get replaced. But collectively, since 1987, NASDAQ has only been down 5 years. And every other year has been up. Those years were 1990, 2000. Once again, shout out to class 2000.
Yeah.
2001. 2002, 2008, and 2010 was flat, so it was a break-even year. Excuse the typo. But it's only been down 5 years. I think some people are afraid to invest in tech because they think, well, I'll get in and be up 35% one day, and then the next month I'll be down 40. If you look at the charts, that's not what the data says. As investors, I want us to look at facts and step away from emotion. So if you were to stop investing when a bailout happened, from 2009 to 2019, you would have missed out on 10 years of gains. Being afraid. We're here to educate you. That's why we're here every week. Type in chat, keep your money in the machine. Machine is the market. Ford and the assembly line was a technological innovation. Tech has been the biggest ruler for the longest time, and this will not stop any time soon. So, for my business owners, a lot of you get on me and say, hey, I need a better plan. So business owners, let's have a talk really quick just between you and I, and let's act as if no one else is listening. You may not have the best process, best product. You may not have the best employees. But once again, I always ask people, if I can walk you into the office of Google and introduce you to the CEO and say, hey, man, I can get you a grant for $2 million. Would you take the meeting? Everyone always says yes. And then I ask every business owner, how much of your money are you putting into the market? And normally 90% of people say none. So I want to lay out an easy case for some conservative plays and then also an aggressive one. And I'll be able to tell you over a 10-year period what you can expect. But had you started investing in QQQ, which is NASDAQ, back in 2010 at the rate of $5,000 per month. And I know some people are like, hey, I can't do that. Do 500 or pick the number that's great for you. The total value 10 years would have been $18 million for 10 years later. I don't know what kind of business you run. I know most businesses are not hitting 1.6, 1.7 a year. And most are not walking away with $18 million in 10 years. So entrepreneurs, my creatives, because, and I want to talk, and we'll talk about artists in another week, but your industry makes a great majority of their money from investing into the market and then tells you to only focus on the creative. It makes no sense. Shout out to Button. He had that long rant about Spotify, right? And I understand it. But damn, like tying that money into that company could have offset some of the woes that he had. All business owners and all creatives, you are especially vulnerable because there's more creatives on the planet now than ever. Tie your money into the market, please. Now let's give a conservative case study. Walmart, 10-year period. 1.3. Not bad. For those of you who live in New York, not enough. But everyone else, 1.3 is a pretty solid return on investment if you have a business putting in $5,000 per month. Target, another conservative retail play. These are two great companies, by the way. So if you want a scholarship, I just listed two. 1.8 million over 10 years. So tie money into the market every month because those companies will not leave when your employees and vendors or partners will. And it's the power of compound interest. So this is just doubling the money. I know a lot of y'all want to flip the money, right? But it's easier to do if you hold it long term. And this is why it's so important to start at a young age. The younger you start, the better. So let's say you start investing at from 20 to 40. And let's say you just get 10% returns. For those of you that are doing options, you're getting 10% return in 20 minutes sometimes. But let's just say you only got 10% per year and you only invested from 20 years old to 40 years old. At the age of 65, you will have $2.5 million. If you started investing at 40 and invested from 40 to 65 and you got the same 10% return, you will have $400,000 for retirement. That's a huge gap. That's the price we pay for starting late. For my parents that have kids, start today. The younger, the better. The reason why Xander has more money in his account because he started investing sooner. I am begging you, whatever you can spare, 100, 250, 500, 50, whatever you can do, start investing for them early because that money will compound. So this is the easiest way to grow your money long-term into the market, and we have to drive this message home so we can have the equality in terms of wealth that we are fighting for. The best way you can do this is through auto investing. So I know some of you are like, hey, I don't know when to get in. I don't know when to get out. I don't know what a PE ratio is. I don't want to look at an earnings statement. There are two companies you can go through that will let you automatically invest. One is Vanguard. So you just go to vanguard.com or type in auto investing in Google via Vanguard, and they'll let you pick VO, VTI, MGC, all which are great picks that you can pick to invest in, that are ETFs, or you can do TD Ameritrade. If you auto invest, TD Ameritrade only lets you do their mutual funds, so their expense ratios are a little bit higher in comparison, but it's better than doing absolutely nothing. Everyone type in chat, auto invest, if you have not yet, and I want you to start tomorrow.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Type auto invest. It's the first bill you should pay. Let it automatically come out of your account like you do every other bill. And then you have more money in the future. And this is why it's so important to me. The top 1% owns 87% of all shares in the world. This is why I'm pushing us to execute more. And hypothetically, that top 1%, who do you think they're going to vote for?
Donald Trump.
So,
that's a fact.
We have to have some balance and then be able to take care of each other. And I honestly believe a lot of the violence and stuff that we face and issues we face as a community, a lot of that will go away if there was not so much suffering financially. Getting rich isn't just about you. It's to be able to help others. But collectively, we can do a lot of things if we begin to put our money into the market. And I know some of you are like, hey, real estate is better. It's not a gang war. It is both. Real estate and investing together. So this is a message that I saw posted in one of the business groups that I'm in. And he's been investing. I don't want to put your business out there, so that's why I cropped your name out. But he said his run rate on his account is about $3,000 a day, a business owner. So people have been doing this for years. Much of what I tell you guys is not new. There are old concepts just applied to modern day with a couple cool rap and hoop analogies, right? But one of the best things you can do for your business to have sustainability is to put a percentage in the market every month. And I want you guys to type in chat, if you have a business, how much you're going to put in every single month. So we'll wrap up here soon. I know a lot of you have been enticed by Tesla, and you saw that run up today, and you saw the run up on Apple. I am begging you, when you pull up the screen and it says high or all-time high, do not buy there. Everybody put do not buy at the highs. If the Jordans are selling for 300 and you can get, just wait a week for them to go on sale. Because there's some people who chased Tesla today at that high and they were upset. Just wait. Prices will always come down. For those of you in the stock club, I tell you, don't worry. Prices will always drop. There's so much chaos. And the market, stock market has recovered, but the economy has not balanced out yet. There will be a ton of opportunities there for us to be able to catch the companies we want and buy them at great prices. So next Monday, we'll do an announcement. You guys been beating me up about when am I going to announce the Affordable Futures Program. I know y'all been hitting Rashad and Troy and Mike. Bam, what up? My guy, I appreciate you. Jamal. So next Monday, we'll make the announcement if we're going to do it. But I want to teach you guys how to be able to trade the market. The offer is only going to be available for one day. So please don't blow up Rashad. He's an advisor and he's doing his own trades too. So don't call him at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, hey man, why Ian tripping? I was in Barbados. I didn't get a chance to get in. Hey, don't stop him in Atlanta. Leave my man alone. Let him enjoy Midtown. Right? So we'll announce that next Monday. And next week, finally, I'm going to go over how to read a chart. Number two, what is going to be the catalyst for the next crash, which should be in about 2.5 or 3 years. And then for my traders, I'm going to break down how many trades you should take per week, including swing trades. So, because I want to give you guys like a mini trading plan that you can follow. And I'll end here. Jeff Bezos once asked Warren Buffett, Why doesn't anyone copy your model? You guys have heard this before. And Buffett says, because no one wants to get rich slowly. Man, I'm telling you, like 12 years ago, 13 years ago, when I did not know how I was going to be able to generate the money that I wanted on demand, I wish I had this information. I'm going to tell you the best thing you can do is tie your money into the market. And for those of you that have been in just since March, everyone always says, man, I wish I would have got in 10 years prior. If you have not started, please begin tomorrow. But I promise you, if you start, getting rich slow is really fun. It's more sustainable. You'll be able to pass it on and you'll be able to have some fun along the way too. So I love you guys. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoy it.
My brother.
There you have it, ladies
and gentlemen. My brother. Can we put some pandas up in the chat for my brother? I mean, this guy's, I don't think they understand how long that takes to put out all that information, package it together and deliver it the way you do. And you do it effortlessly. So thank you, my brother. We really appreciate it. I'm sure everybody in here appreciates it as well. Yeah. Shout out to you.
Thank you. And I won't end the meeting no more. Because get rid of me, boy.
Best performance in a non-drama educational goes to Ian Dunlap.
We got to get some Webbies going.
Yeah, that's funny.
We're putting you in the Webbies category.
That was a very impressive performance. You redeemed yourself for ending the program.
I mean, you got the same energy. So when people mess up, I'll be like, you got to go. It's been a good run. So.
No, that was dope, though. I appreciate that. That was great content. I hope you guys really appreciate that. If you could hit the like button, YouTube, thank you. We appreciate it. There's so many super chats. I'm sorry. People get very aggressive when we don't give them a shout out. But I wanted to obviously wait till Ian was done. But shout out to Richard on the super chat. Appreciate it. Shout out to Marcus on the super chat. Appreciate it. Shout out to Richard again on the super chat. Appreciate it. And there was a lot of others, but
I saw my boy the Truth was in
Truth. Here. Truth. Shout out to the Truth on the super chat. If I didn't give you a shout on the super chat, it's not done intentionally. Sometimes it's just hard to catch it in the moment.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But love is love. We appreciate your support. That was very impressive. So all right. So now let's go to question and answers. Yeah, that's the meat and potatoes of the program. So EYL University.
Breaking news alert, man. We got 730 earners in here right now.
Shout out to
packed.
Shout out to y'all. And I'm not sure. Is this breaking news? We about to hit 4,000. I think we did 4,200 before. We did 4,200? So we got 3.9. We're trending.
We said we're not moving the date. We're not moving the time.
Yeah, shout out to Brandy and Monica.
Shout out to Swiss. Shout out to Timberland. Shout out to Brandy. Shout out to Monica. But sometimes in life, you just got to stand on your rock.
Yep.
That's a fact. Sometimes you got to stand on your rock.
That's so. Ash, you have been unmuted. You're the first one up. Go ahead.
Thank you guys so much for this. I had to make sure I was the first one to be in here. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. I'm good. I'm a new member. I've been waiting a long time to get a question in. I'm really excited for this. I'd like to thank Ian for that speech.
Let's go.
I'd like to thank Ian for the speech he gave, and I'd like to thank you guys for doing this every week and giving value to the culture.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right. So my question, I know there's guidelines. I know there's guidelines.
Don't worry. They're going to remind you.
Ask for Shaw one, then ask me one.
I have two that can help everyone listening right now. So I'll just ask the most important one, and if you guys let me ask the second one, then we can go on.
Okay.
So my first one is I'm 19 years old, and I've been investing since I was 18. I've been listening to you guys since I'm 18. I got a good amount in the market right now. My one question is, this is a good one. If you guys were all 19 in this today's day and age, what is one piece of advice you would give yourself? It could be investment related. It could be anything.
You got a girl?
Not at the moment.
Put every dollar, spare dollar you have in the market. It's not going to be fun. I am telling you, if I can do it all over again, every extra dollar I have into the market. So
yes, sir.
No, Nietzsche, no Sean John, no Platinum FUBU, no Versace, my junior year in college, no Prada, shout out to, nothing. No Gucci, nothing. Every dollar.
I'm going to add to Ian's. That's a great one. I'm going to add to his, and I'm going to say, trust your research. Trust your research. Like early on, I was investing. I may have heard that. I had Apple when it was like $80 or something like that. I had a few other companies. I didn't trust my research. I sold it. I was a novice, but I learned from it. So trust your research would be my advice to myself.
I'm going to tell you this, man. Congratulations for you to take this step, invest in your education, investing period, checking us out. Shout out to everybody on YouTube, 4,000. If you can hit the button, man. This is extremely impressive.
Thank you.
This is extremely impressive. We had a very formidable opponent. Pretty much shake my
that
childhood.
Girl is mine.
Yeah, that's a fact. But one thing I'll never forget, when I was in prep school, when I was 19 years old, I remember when Google IPO, like I literally, because I used to watch CNBC a lot when I was young. And I remember when it IPO'd, like I remember the day it IPO'd, and I just didn't have money to actually invest. But I remember thinking to myself, like, damn, I wish I had some money to invest in this company. And that was a very long time ago. Mm-hmm. And to see, obviously, I don't even know what the rate of return on it is from the day it IPO'd, but I literally could have got Google the day it IPO'd.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, opportunities like that are once in a lifetime. So for you, you know, it's a unique time right now. And I feel like you're doing the right thing. Just continue. And like Ian said, just continue to invest. And you don't even got to complicate it. We know Apple. Shout out to Kenny Burns. He had me on his show for a few minutes today. And he was asking me about Apple. And I told him, like, you know, obviously we can't predict the future. We can't give advice like that. But odds are Apple's $150. Mm-hmm. Odds are in 10 years, it's going to be a lot more than $150. So this is a unique time to really grow money. So I would say just.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. And you're taking the first step, man. Like you said, you invested in yourself. You're here right now. There's a lot of people in here. Like, he's 19 and he's in here.
That's amazing, man. Are you working?
I'm getting an unemployment check, so I make more than I would be working.
Listen, put some of that money to the side.
I'm putting all of it in, trust me.
That's
all
so
of it.
Smart, man. That's
keep the money in the machine.
That's American style.
Ash, what's the second
question? Yes, sir. All right, real quick. My second question is, my plan is to be a billionaire by the time I'm 40 years old. My question to all of you guys is, if you got $1 billion now, how would you allocate the money to preserve it? Like, where would you, like, I don't know the logistics of $1 billion. Like, where would you put it? Like, in a savings account or in an investment? I want to get an answer from each of you. Thank you.
$1 billion right now or 1 million?
Billion?
1 billion.
I don't think it's a good idea to put $1 billion in a savings account.
No, well,
I'm just saying, and I'm asking, what would you guys do with it? Like, how would you allocate that?
Ian, how would you allocate $1 billion? You're close.
You're the closest, so you go.
Ian's the closest one.
That's
so
funny. From your mouth to God's ears, we'll all be there. So I want to give you a pragmatic answer, and then I want to give you the answer to what you actually asked. So,
yes, sir.
Of course, considerable amount of it will be tied to a company, because there's only a couple ways that you can acquire the kind of wealth, either by taking a company public or being an investor in a company that eventually goes public. Or let's say you've acquired 5 million users or something like that, that are paying you. I think the most important thing for you to do is to Google the top 10 billionaires and see how they have allocated their assets.
Yes, sir.
And then on top of that, opposed to shooting for the billion, build something that everyone either needs or wants and start there. Because it's easy to get caught up in such a lofty goal that we dream about it and don't execute. And I used to be the dreamer. And now if you've been following me for a little bit, I'm on the doer side. If you do the actions that you need to do and build a business or invest in a business, a lot of it will work itself out. When you consider inflation, you're 19. So by the time you go 40, a billion really would be worth 680, maybe 690, which is still absolutely amazing. But if you can just get relentless execution down now and build a business, you'll be good. But I'm not trying to like dampen your dreams.
You
got to play in a space in which that's possible. And that's only a couple industries. That's tech, fintech, finance. You know, it's certain spaces you can't play in and get that, but you can achieve it. But only your work ethic and your network will be able to allow you to get there. Just being honest.
Yes, sir.
Ash, we appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, we let you get to because you're a teenager.
Yeah. Shout out to Alfonso on $100 super chat. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Shout out to MG the Mortgage Shot, $100 super chat. Appreciate you. Shout out to Mark Monroe, $100 super chat. Appreciate you. Mark actually is the closest. And he said after 10 million, it's all the same. So
same.
Shout out to
what we said.
Similar.
$100 super chat.
When we get to 11, I'll let you know.
Shout out to Tay. That's my guy too, man. Shout out to Tay, man. I got to connect with the good brother, man. He made a lot of dope videos. I saw one video he made about options.
Oh, Tay, I'll see you cooking. Yeah, you're content king too. I'll see you.
We see it.
Shout out to him, bro.
Marcus, what's going on? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. Marcus is like the second person in here. Come on, playing.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We good, man. What's up, bro?
What's going on? Hey, Troy, thanks for responding back so quickly today on IG. I really do appreciate it.
Appreciate you, bro.
And Ian, you talked about this last week. Brother, I need help. I'm not where I need to be.
I got you. Tell me what you need.
Putting it out there for everyone to say, I need some, I guess, a little bit more guidance on a few things. Now, I know today Tesla went up.
Mm-hmm.
Significantly, right? So I was between Apple and Tesla, and I went with Apple, obviously, and I put a, people probably gonna laugh at me right now, I put a put on Tesla, and it kept going up.
Okay.
So I did it weekly at, I believe I said it was at 480, is a strike price at 1596, I believe it was. I just did one option. Am I too stupid for doing that?
No, never beat yourself up. So one thing I want us to refrain from doing in the community is any negative self-talk. If you made a mistake, you made a mistake. But I don't want you to beat yourself up over it, because that beautiful boy that you're holding in your arms needs you. And then whatever you put into your brain will eventually come out onto him. But long-term, I wouldn't do any puts on it. I will not bet against Elon. Elon is Luka and Jordan in one. So I wouldn't bet against him.
Glad you said that.
I'm just saying, like, that's Baby Bird. You can't bet against him, especially with Neuralink. And then there's significant pressure with the space project also to get that off the ground. Like, he has one of the sharpest brains, but he's under immense pressure. And he's been doing this for 20 years. So no, if you get in profit, I would exit out of it, and then I would re-enter and go long on it.
I want to say one thing quickly about that. Also, we can't invest with just speculation.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like, I'm not sure why you made that put, but I'm pretty sure it's just based off of speculation that it's going to go down. Just, you know, and I feel like that's more of a move out of desperation to kind of make money quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Track was here, I'm sure he would have some kind of narcotic. shout out to Track. But so he probably would say, like, no, if you down on your last and you make a deal with a connect that you never met before, that's probably not the best thing in the world, right? You got to develop a relationship. So it's the same thing with investing. Like, I feel like a lot of times, like, when we try to make things happen, and then that's when you just invest in crypto or Litecoin. Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah, and it's if I could, this penny stock, if I could just get this penny stock to just go
from
1 cent to a dollar, I'm going to be rich. And it's like, unfortunately, that those kind of situations never work out.
Yeah.
Whenever you're moving out of desperation and trying to just make something like out of nothing quickly, most of the time you get burnt.
Yeah.
That's why we talk about a lot about like long term, but you can still play short term. Like Ian, he intraday trades all the time with futures. Yeah. But it's based off of knowledge and research, not based off of speculation.
And that's why I go back to, man, trust the research, right? So if your research for that, trust it. If you're trying to kind of guess it, like Shari said, probably not the best thing. But Marcus, you know, anytime, man, you hit us up, we're going to reach out.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to help.
He's top earner, man.
He's top earner, for real.
I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, and shout out to MG. I know he gave a super chat, but today's his birthday, y'all. Give him some love.
My guy, happy birthday.
Some love. Today's his birthday.
Matt is he's Jackie Robinson year.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson. Yeah, I know he looked like he's 27, but he
OG.
Jackie
Robinson.
Yeah, he young. He was super lined up too. I see you shining.
That's the OG.
Shine a light on him, right?
And I'm not before I get attacked for this, I still, full disclosure, I own probably all of the top 20 cryptos to this day. So I have nothing against cryptocurrency. I'm just saying a lot of time people just went into it just trying to
get rich quick, man. We always say it, man. We did that, so hopefully you won't have to go through that. You ain't going to make the mistakes we did, because we did it for you.
But I do believe in Bitcoin, and I do believe in XRP, for the record.
Ian, turn your headphones down when he says it.
No, I'm good. As long as you have a good thesis, like, I mean, the thing about it, kudos to Matt Schlitt, like, I was in Bitcoin in 2013. My wallet got hacked. Ooh. So that's part of my issue. Like, as an investor, that was a good time to buy anything. So I just don't want people to just jump in because it's a fad. But if you know your price and you have a good thesis for it,
yeah,
good. And also with there being no hedges, there is an argument that Bitcoin and volatility could be the hedge to play. So do your own research though.
Yeah. Shout out to Matt. He coined the phrase yesterday.
He put it in.
Just put it in. Yeah,
bro, I told you. I just hit Sabine up, Matt. Why you do that?
He said the pandemic. That's hard,
right?
Pandemic.
That's
hard.
Don't worry. The paperwork has been sent.
Shout out to High C on a $100 super chat. He just paid his tithes. Shout out to Rashard.
That's funny.
Super chat again, and shout out to Anthony on super chat again.
Kingston, you are unmuted. Go ahead.
How's it going, guys?
Everything great, man.
Good. How are you?
Can't complain, man. I got a question for you, Ian.
Go ahead.
So, how do you feel about the micro e-mini futures?
I think they're good if you want to hedge risk, but you have to pick what contract size you're going to do. So, the thing with trading ES, Dow, ZBUB, gold. Because they have higher tick values. You have to be good. What I don't want people to do is, because it doesn't pay a lot, is just jump in anywhere and then as a result, not take it serious. So yeah. I think it's great because they added liquidity to the market. Now, for those of you that trade bigger contract sizes, there's a max number that you can trade, 100. But if, let's say you trade 100 contracts, it's 50 grand in, and let's say you have a 10 tick stop, your loss would only be $1,250. So you could hedge. So if you haven't gotten the ES regular down, micros is a good way that you can get in a market hedge, but you need a much longer target to make some money. But practice it and you'll be good.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Shout out to Matt. He going crazy, man. He going crazy. We gotta bring Matt. We gonna bring Matt on Market Mondays. He got some things that he want to get off his chest about real estate. He don't feel real estate is getting enough love, and this is an investment show, so we want to talk about real estate as well. So
Matt's and going pair crazy. Both together. It, like, man, if I so full confession, my dad's in construction and real estate. These same lessons I give you about investing, he was giving me about real estate when I was a kid. Didn't listen, and I the same pain and regret. So that, yeah, we have to have them on to have those conversations, because you need to have them both together. And the people that have the most financial security, they got a bunch of doors and a bunch of shares tied up together. They are happy as can be.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Lenny, you've been unmuted. Unmute yourself. What's going on?
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Everything good. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm well. Can't complain. I'm happy everybody that had got some shares of Apple and Tesla. It was a big day today. You know what I mean? I just want to switch it up from that to another topic, as in, so this could be a big year for like a baby boom. What investments, like what stocks would you invest in for like to prepare for something like that?
There's a company, but I don't want to kill all of our sponsorship possibilities, so I can't. But there's a couple that are associated with babies that is pretty good. Even though they have a product or two that has not been great for the community, do your research. But also index funds. Like, we don't have to make it too complicated. Literally, just like if you get 4 to 5, like 6 maximum, you're good.
Yeah. And remember we talked about consumer discretionary?
I was just going to say that.
The consumer discretionary fund, we talked about XLY and a lot of those companies XLC. In there, which is like Walmart.
I was thinking of a two-letter company that shout out to Jacob in the chat. He put it in P&G. So do the research.
But you know who also is in that? Amazon. Mm-hmm. Amazon. Yep. You want to buy anything on Amazon? Amazon. We told the story about Amazon, how they wiped out babies.com, diapers.com.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a legendary.
Yes.
That's on episode. What episode is that? 8, I think.
That might be like 2.
Episode 2 or something like that. Yeah, that was a legendary episode about how Amazon spent $100 million. To wipe out babies.com. So Amazon, diapers.com. So Amazon, definitely. Amazon and Walmart. I went to, but that's an interesting, right. That's a good question. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a great question.
That's how you got to think. You got to think like an investor at all times. People, it's a pandemic, or as MG calls it, a bandemic. Mm-hmm. People are locked in the house.
Yeah,
it could be a good thing or it could be a bad.
Yeah, I mean that's like a shout out to because like that's somebody who's critically thinking it and watching the market because he's like
absolutely
these things will be affected because of this pandemic. That's another. I haven't heard anyone ask that question, so appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a great question.
That was dope.
Hopefully, you locked in with the right one.
Hopefully.
If not, you're gonna take your chances with COVID.
Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna trust you.
I'm going outside. I'd rather take my chances. That's what some people is like. And stay inside.
Keisha. You've been unmuted. Unmute yourself. What's up, Keisha?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to ask a question.
Hey, Keisha.
Literally.
Breaking news alert, Keisha. We got 4.3 on the YouTube. That's a record right now.
Ow.
I love y'all so much, Keisha. Thank you.
They heard that Keisha was coming. They said,
you're a good luck charm.
What's happy up? To be a good luck charm. You guys have been a good luck charm for a lot of us. So happy to return the favor. No you guys have literally changed the conversation in my family, amongst my friends. So just want to say how much you are appreciated. Thank you just so much for giving of yourself. So
thank you.
Now that my thank yous are out of the way, I've got a question. So I am, like a lot of people here, new to the investing world and trying to pull my parents into it. And they are very close to retirement. Mm-hmm. So with them being like already kind of at the end of their working years, what is your suggestion for me to assist them in whether or not it's investing in stock or are there other options that I should consider for them?
Rashad.
Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate when people wait because we kind of went over that before, like the, you know, but it's never too late. That's what I want to encourage people. It's never too late. So for older, for people that are elderly or elders, I wouldn't necessarily recommend them, especially if they've never invested before. I wouldn't be too aggressive with that. Just from a psychological standpoint, most people that have never invested, they kind of stuck in their ways. And especially when you get older, you're not really going to want to take too much risk. So I would look more towards like a balance fund or even bonds or a mix of bonds and like large cap stocks. So like there's different types of mutual funds and index funds where balance fund is, we talked about this last episode, it's a 50-50 split between bonds and stocks. And you can actually, most 401ks have balance funds as well. So like Fidelity has a few solid balance funds. So for people in that age bracket, I would start them off with like a balanced fund and give them some stock exposure, but not really too much stock exposure. Mm-hmm. And then let them see the results of it. Mm-hmm. Like anything else, like older people just kind of, it just takes them longer because they've just been stuck in the way for so long. Mm-hmm. But if you can see, even if you made $100 or $200, if you can see you're actually making money and it's not like a Ponzi scheme and you know you're not going to get ripped off,
yeah,
you might be more open to saying, okay, I want to, you know, put more money in and then, you know, just let it grow from there. So, yeah, like I said, unfortunately, you started late in the game. It's going to be harder to catch up, but something is better than nothing and it's never too late to start. So that would be my approach.
Good deal.
Is this for income or just to get them started and they want to do?
It's for income. Yeah.
Okay. You definitely need safety because what I don't want you to do is ruin your relationship with them.
Yeah.
And like Rashad said, any wins that they see, they're going to be excited about. Same with kids. When you're like, hey, you made money for doing nothing. They're like, what?
Right.
It can be 6 or 8%. So the great part is that you don't need a huge return for them in order for them to buy in. But it's also one of the reasons why this is really important for us to do this. Because as parents and grandparents get older, we often have to do more, and it's more of a burden on the African-American community, the others. But I commend you. So if you need any help, you can fire off an email to Rashad or I. And okay. I'm more than happy to help you.
Free. I appreciate it. Thank
appreciate you.
You,
Keisha. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Shout out to Mark on the Super Chat. Gave some information. And shout out to Andrew on the Super Chat, and shout out to Jared on the Super Chat.
Big Super Chat.
Shannon Brown.
And shout out to MG the Mortgage Guy. He said that he was trying to send $500, but they wouldn't let him. I think he wants to sponsor somebody for EYL University. So
we'll that's amazing.
That we'll figure that out before the end of the show.
Shannon Brown, unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. Yeah, Shannon.
Sheesh.
Gee, don't do it.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
There you go. Hey, there you go.
Okay. Well, this is my first time. I just joined this week. So I'm surprised to actually be able to get a question in so quickly.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for coming.
I had a question about the Dream Exchange, a Black-owned exchange. Have you guys heard about that?
I've heard of it. I haven't done enough research on it to give.
No.
Yeah, so I can't comment on it yet, but maybe give me a week or two.
You said Dream as in like D-R-E-A-M? I'm going to type it in right now.
Yeah.
That's my homework. Thank you for giving me some homework.
Is that up and running right now?
I don't think so. I think it's expected to be released, but I wanted to know like if you guys had heard anything about it or anything like that.
I heard some stuff about the Black. I'm not sure if that, but it was an investor that was starting an exchange, but it's not up yet. They were still kind of putting it together. So yeah, I mean it's interesting. We just gotta do some more research on that, but I don't think that it's up and running as of yet. I'm not sure.
Yeah, people saying 2021.
Okay.
Shan, we appreciate you for joining us and welcome to the family. With all our earners in here, we got 735.
EYL University is
clicking right now.
This Wednesday is a big class for all entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs. AK Anundrum, as I said, she has 150,000 followers. So once a month, we do business mastermind class. So this Wednesday is going to be a business mastermind class on customer service and a bunch of other stuff. It's a whole science behind customer service.
She's amazing.
People don't fully understand that. The quickest way to ruin your business is bad customer service.
Yes.
And it's not something that you really learn in school like that. And people start businesses and the littlest things, not having systems in place, not being able to, you know, answer emails and customer service becomes a real major issue, especially the bigger your business gets. So she's going to drop a lot of gems. You know her? You know her, Ian?
No, but I'm going to be in that class. I've heard amazing things about her.
Check out. You got to check time. Out. She's dope.
8 o'clock. 7 o'clock that time.
Yeah.
Killer Mike is a big fan of her. She has a lot of people.
Yeah, she just shows love. Like any information she finds, she always shoots our DM. Like she said to my personal DM.
That's dope.
Yeah, she's dope. Anything she can add to add value to what she's doing.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Arthur. My brother, you're unmuted. Unmute yourself.
What's up, brother?
Peace.
Yo, Arthur, can I just say something real quick, bro?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
Yo, man, you want to talk about top earners, man. If you was in that book club yesterday, if you've been in any book club or movie club that we've done, y'all know who Arthur is. This dude is super, super intelligent. His perspectives are always on point. They thought we was arguing yesterday. I said, no, that's my brother. I love him. I actually had a conversation about you today. I got your number, so I'm going to call you later on.
We used to work on Wall Street, right, Arthur?
Yeah. I worked for LeBrant Structured Products as a market maker on the American Stock Exchange.
Man, share some gems.
I'm about to just share some gems.
Yeah, market maker? Come on, man. You talk. No questions. Go ahead. You got the floor.
No. The question I had, Ian, was, you know, the other big news was with Buffett making that big $6 billion investment over in Japan. Uh-huh. And for me, I saw it as and I've been going in on the Facebook group about it as it being sort of a hedge against inflation, you know. Uh-huh. And I think that inflation is running much higher now than people actually realize, you know, than they're willing to admit. And I think that that's actually probably the biggest risk in our economy right now. And so with one, what is your take on inflation and where it's going? And how do you think that it's actually going to play out? And how do you think that we should adjust accordingly in terms of our investments?
Well, I'm going to refrain and flip it back to you. But to answer, zero interest rates have never been good. So for those of you that are historians of the market, you know, after 29, interest rates were at zero and then things spiked. Hyperinflation is going to be tough. And then once they stop keeping interest rates at zero, I think it's one of the four catalysts. So that the student loan crisis and the homelessness epidemic that we have in New York, California, yep, is going to bring the market down sometime, maybe 25 or 26. But I think it is a good hedge. Also, he's got beaten up a little bit this year, puts him in a different market and allows him to have a little bit more of a competitive edge there. So, but I'm going to ask you, since you were a market maker, what do you think is the most considerable risk of interest rates having been so low for these last, how many years, 8 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think the interest rates is just that. I think inflation is much higher than people realize. I think that we don't feel it because we've been locked down. So the things that we would normally be buying right now, we didn't buy quite as much of them. But I think that as we come out of COVID and spending picks back up, we're going to start to feel the effect of all this extra liquidity that's in the market as a result of these low interest rates. And so I think prices are going to go through the roof. And while, you know, wealthy people, you know, it won't matter to them, but I think poor people are going to really feel it over the next couple of years in a way that they're not anticipating because, you know, I think like people are like, you know, people are getting unemployment in ways that they've never had. I think that, you know, whoever becomes president, I think within the next 4 years, you're probably going to see a $15 national minimum wage and people will be happy about that. But then they're going to turn around and they're going to be paying $10 for a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
They're going to be, you know, and so I think, you know, for me, I think that's the big risk. I think that's something that people aren't planning for because it's something that they don't see. And then as with most things, it affects those who are least prepared to handle it.
Well, what's the longest historically that we've had interest rates at zero? I don't think we'll go negative. I know a lot of people are skewing their rhetoric. But what's the longest that we've been at zero and how much longer do you think we can stay there?
The longest we had been at zero was the run after the Great Recession. So the longest when we dropped them back in 08 or 09 and they stayed down. So that was the longest until, you know, they raised them just a little bit, you know, right before, you know, essentially we got into this situation. Otherwise, I think that they're in a position now where their interest rates are going to stay pretty much. They're going to stay low. Like they're not in a position to raise them. I think they will start to go. I think that inflation is going to be that interest rate cost. And so while you may be able to go and borrow, you know, you're going to have to put down a down payment and the down payment that was $20,000 now is going to be $200,000 in 5 years. You know what I mean? And so
So stay here with me for a moment because I don't want to lose anybody in YouTube. My grandmother used to tell me you can't rob Peter to pay Paul. So when the market crashed, interest rates became so low that they propped the market and stimulated the economy. But it's been going on so long. We're in a trap where you can't raise them where they need to be because then you'll really break the economy on top of COVID. I don't want to cut you off, but I want you to keep going.
No. That was perfect summary. Perfect summary, brother. And so, So to the point, I think that and one of the things I was talking about in my triad, we talk about it kind of deep with Janet and Dawn, is that Buffett, I mean, obviously, because he has such a big bankroll, he's in a position to hedge and for these things that the average investor is not. But to your point, I think one of the best ways that the average retail investor can hedge for inflation, and you spoke to that, is in addition to your long-term investment in those stocks that are going to be around and pay cash, i.e. Apple, is a combination of those and real estate, which is your natural hedge to inflation. And it's probably the most accessible asset class that a retail investor can invest in and have control and have access. And
would you have to do multifamily or commercial?
I would, depending on your situation, I would do multifamily. If you have the money to do commercial, I would definitely do it. I think that commercial is much like everything else. Like, no, Manhattan is not going anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, those buildings are not just going to go empty. I think it's just going to be, they're going to get leased out. They're going to get bought at a discount. And so if you have money right now sitting on the sidelines, if you look at the big players in real estate right now, they're just gearing up to buy the commercial real estate and use it for industrial purposes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think that commercial is the way to go if you can afford it. If you're not, I think multi-unit is the way to go as well, because people are going to need places to rent because people are not going to be able to afford the down payments that are necessary to get the cheap money. moving forward. And this is, which is why MG is constantly stressing, you know, and, yes. MG's texting me. He's like, listen, he wants the sponsor.
Come on.
Yeah, hey, Arthur, MG going crazy.
He's going crazy. He's focused, but MG is not playing fair. Yo, this guy's bugging.
Yo. Nah, it's his born day. It's his born day. It's his born day. Bring him on. Let him do his thing, man.
Let me tell you how much the people in the audience love you, man. There wasn't one person that said guidelines because the information
you were rocking
always on point, my brother. We're going to knight you. We're going to call you King Arthur from now on when you come on.
That's dope.
I'm actually going to give you a call after we finish Market Monies, my brother.
Nah, so, it's dope. Shout out to Arthur. We appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Nah, for sure. And that's kind of the community that we created with EYL University, where it's like somebody like that. Like, I spoke to a doctor today that's a part of EYL University, and like they go into Facebook groups and they just start going off, and they just start having their own conversations and their own groups, and it's just like a community.
So what he even mentioned in there that he has his own triad. So one of the things we did in the book club for the 12-week years, we created triads. We had accountability partners. So shout out to his partner, Jaden, who is an EYL team member now, and Dawn too. They're incredible group. So the triads is clicking off too. So shout out to everybody that's in their triad. If you're not in the triad, we're going to put something out on the Facebook investment group to make sure that you get into one very soon.
Yeah, we got to bring him on Market Monday.
That's a fact.
Now, he's a real smart guy. Hold, we got to do something real quick.
Yeah.
Matt keep texting. Matt going up that Patron right now, but he said he's trying to spend $2,000. Yeah, so what we
got? Matt having a blast.
It's happy birthday to Matt, man. So what we're going to do is, because we hit a record, we 4,500 on YouTube.
I love y'all. Thank y'all.
On a night, like I said, it wasn't an easy night to hit 4,500. We just going to give away some money. If you guys want to use it for a sponsorship for EYL University, you can. If not, you can buy groceries or do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
So EYL University right now is $300 with the fall discount, which is pretty much free. But so we're going to give 300 people $300, which is $900. And like I said, if you want to use that towards the EYL University membership, just go to EYL University, enter code 4, and you get 50% off, which is $300. So if you are interested, type in your Cash Apps.
I see them ringing off.
Type your Cash Apps. Yeah. And I'll just randomly pick three people, and then we just do it out of a lot of different reasons. But, you know, it's just, you know, sometimes you just got to, you know, just show love. And Matt wanted to do it. So, Matt. I won't even invoice you for this, Matt. It's all love, man. We appreciate
it. That's funny. I'll match that. I'll give away 2 stock club memberships. CMS Cooper. Email me at ian@joinredpanda.com. And I will pick one more person. I'll pick an earner. And if you guys want to be in the stock club, I got you. My guy from the 219 who was on here last week, email me again. Tell me what year you graduated from Noel. And I got you too. So I missed you last week. So I love you guys so much.
Yeah, yo, we passed the 9 o'clock hour and I didn't get to do our earnings, but it's okay because there's only, we're going to talk about 2 earnings. One that happened today. One that happened today, the platform we're actually using right now, Zoom.
Zoom went crazy.
Oh my. Zoom.
After hours.
Crazy. Up $106. Their revenue growth from a year ago is 335%.
Trapping out baby. The band,
you know, there was these two guys that were on this show that were talking about Zoom in March. It was a lot less then.
Told you about Zoom in March.
Yeah, so that one went crazy. Cheaper. And then we're super focused in, and I'm sure Jamal's and Shadi, he said he uses the company, DocuSign. They're going to be reporting on Thursday. As we know, the economy hasn't opened up completely. We know people don't want to do hand-to-hand business. DocuSign ain't going anywhere. Their earnings will be on Thursday, so we are looking forward to that. And tomorrow, there is a chance that there will be an announcement for this TikTok deal. So we are looking forward to that, especially those folks who might have made a Microsoft call or might be invested in XLK. I'm just saying, some people who are doing those things might be looking forward to tomorrow.
It's gonna be a goat Tuesday.
If Microsoft and Walmart partner up and they actually are the group that gets the deal. If not, it's looking like it's going to be Oracle. So I will be watching closely. I'm sure everybody in here will be watching.
I'm going to hit you at 6:40. Like, hey, man.
I had about 70 emails about the Microsoft call, so
yeah.
I'll be watching intently.
Yo, Zoom is up $100?
$100, yeah, $106.
You know what? Jess,
we was on the call. So we was on the call. And this is another thing. Everybody's been hitting us up. They've been hitting us up like, yo, I want to be in this group chat. it's not about being in this group chat. The idea is like, yo, do we got brothers who have been down with each other from a long time, brothers who are adding value to each other's lives. We created a group chat with the inspiration that you could find your own circle of people and do the same thing, add value to each other.
You ain't going to be able to find that group of people. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's tough.
Group chat is us, it's Jamal, it's Mike, it's Bam, it's Ian, it's Wall Street Trapper, and it's Mark. It's going to be a difficult...
I'm not saying it can match it, but you know what I'm saying?
This guy's crazy.
This dude's crazy. Yo, Ian, you see what I'm saying?
I know.
It's
tough.
In the group chat itself, Jamal was like, we was on the call and he was like, yo, man, yo, Zoom is at 300, man. Trap was like, yo, don't chase it. I looked at 415. I said, 405? That was just 2 hours ago.
Yep.
Zoom is powerful.
Yo, you know what? Because Zoom went up and it's a vibe tonight. Everybody good. It's MG's birthday. Mark just sent me $300 on Apple Pay. He said he had a call for Zoom in December, so I'm assuming he made a...
He did all right. Actually, he had 2%, you know.
He made a whole load of money, so he said it's asset. Yeah. So he just gave me $300, so we're giving another scholarship away. So we're going to give away $1,200 tonight.
Yo, yep. Every time I think I got a good call, Mark comes in with a 12,000%.
$1,200.
Come on, man.
$1,200 will be handed out tonight.
But even in that lesson, I want you guys to pick up two things. So we'll talk about it in the trading plan. But look how long he's been holding that position. Swing traded. More money. The longer time you have in market, the more money you can make. And then number two, man, if y'all don't start listening to these calls we give y'all and execute on them.
That's a fact.
Short term. Like,
y'all in
come
the best
on.
Group chat right
this
now.
This is Market, the best group chat.
Market Mondays is the best group
You're
chat.
Here. RayCash33, email me, Ian at JoinRedPanda. You've been going crazy. I'm going to put you in stock club tonight. I appreciate you. Oh, so, and for everyone else, 5G. I've been telling y'all, what's the 5G play? Y'all always ask me. Apple, wait till the fall. They got some shit coming out.
Chop it off the chain, though.
Yo, don't worry. Nobody listens.
I'm just telling you, man. Trust me. They have so much room to grow. And the crazy part, Microsoft hasn't even taken off. And what's being put on the charts is not representative of how much they're worth either. So.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing what you can do when you got like, out. You can go out to September 22. Or June 22, what you can do with that. So,
the
you know.
The longer you hold, the better.
It's valuable. That information is valuable.
Treat it like wine.
That's a fact. We're going to go to a new name. I've never seen this name before, so I'm assuming that they're new to the group. So we're going to show some love right now.
I will log you guys in the stock club by Friday. I won't do it tonight because I want to be impeccable with my word. But you will be in.
That's one of the four agreements.
Yeah.
That book changed my life.
Not it.
Oh, all right.
This dude really bucket. Let's see. Let's get a new name in there.
Man, y'all got this chat going crazy.
Crazy. I can't even keep up.
Trapping out the band, though.
Natalie Jerome, what's going on? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's up, Natalie? Oh, no fridge breaks. No fridge breaks. Not during this.
Let me check you, too. For those of you who are asking, can we do more in the Red Panda group? That's the only thing I want us to do is execute. Yes, we eventually will, but I don't want us to be... doing a lot of talking. I want us to do a lot of buying.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Oh,
hey.
Natalie, there you are.
Hey.
What's up, Natalie?
Hey. I'm sorry. I'm on a bit of a delay.
Just turn your volume down a little bit.
Just turn your volume down. You're good.
Okay. Is this better?
Just turn it down a little bit more.
Okay.
You good.
Now we got you.
Is that good?
Yeah, we good now.
Okay. I am new. I just signed up on the 28th. I've been following you guys for a couple of months. And everybody that I know that's close to me has gotten your links for YouTube and, you know, all the other, you know, guys you're affiliated with. So good job on that.
Thank you.
And I plan to make a lot of money with the information that you guys are dropping. I do have a question about... the 5 stocks. I think Ian said that it's better to wait until maybe a few days after, or, you know, you don't buy on the same day. Do you still feel the same way, or do you still feel like it doesn't matter when you buy, just buy?
For which stock?
For Apple and Tesla.
I would rather you buy every month and not take action at all. Peter Lynch has a great quote that more people have lost money waiting to jump into a dip than the actual dip itself. So just what I have most of my people on Red Panda do is just to buy on the first Monday of every month or first Tuesday of every month so it can become a habit. Mm-hmm. Because what I don't want to happen is you look up next August and you haven't gotten it. But I mean, the price came down today. A lot of people executed because they didn't want to miss.
Right.
But just buy it every month and you'll be A-okay. That's called dollar cost averaging. I do it. And then I was telling some people even in the trading room, like, I may buy stocks 6-7 times a month, just depending on what I see. So just buy every month and you'll be good. But if you're in a stock club, you can send me a note in Telegram and I'll tell you a precise price. But still, buy every single month. It's the most important bill that we're going to pay. Companies don't care about us. Just whatever you can afford, do that. And then once you see, because a great thing with us happens. When it works, we tell everybody we know. You text all your girls, like, girl, this thing worked. And them dudes on YouTube, I thought they was capping, but they not. I'm up 50. Like, shout out to Weezy. Weezy finally got Tesla. She was up 12% today. I'm like, told you. But I know. Yeah, I know it feels like everyone else gets the win. And then we get into the stock and it falls apart. Just buy it, give it like 30 to 45 days, and you'll be okay. You'll be okay.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you.
30 or 45 days before getting in?
Is what? No, 30 to 45 days to see return from it.
Like, just buy it. Just buy it now.
Just buy it.
Buy it. Buy it tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome to the family.
Welcome.
Oh, wait. Oh, my fault, Natalie. My fault. I didn't mean to do that to you. Yo, shout out to Lindsay Smith. Lindsay, what up? We had a whole teaching session today. So, Lindsay, shout out to you. She grabbed some Apple. She got some Tesla. Our portfolio is pretty strong, actually. Shout out to her. MG, let's go, my guy. What's going on?
Come on, man.
Yo.
What's up, man? Happy birthday.
Yo, N, a.k.a. Ghost. What's
good, feeling, my brother? Guy? How you feeling?
Man, I'm alive and blessed. I'm 42. Hashtag Jackie Robinson. Hashtag Hall of Fame year.
Happy birthday, man.
Bandemic.
That's a hard name, man. Watch. Give it 1 month. Somebody from New York going to have a mixtape out. You better call French. You call French.
One month. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
New Yorkers.
Tonight. 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
12 o'clock. Listen, I'm hype. Casamiga running real good right now. No Patron tonight. It's my birthday. I'm 42. YouTube hating on me. Wouldn't let me spend more than 500. So look, I want to give away scholarships tonight. 10 people. Let's go.
That's
right now. EYLU. Right now. Let's go. I ain't got no questions.
But before, hold on. But before you go,
I'm up 65% in 41 days.
You feeling Let's good? Go. Hold on. Before you go. You dropped a tip on your IG last week about multifamily properties in Cleveland. What are the two cities that people are sleeping on that would be good investment areas outside of Cleveland?
Outside of Cleveland?
Uh-huh.
Depends on how your money is, in all honesty.
Let's do something that's affordable.
Affordable? Cleveland, Detroit. Okay. Cleveland, Detroit, Memphis, you know, all good areas. You can get something under 50K.
What are the rents per unit?
Depends on what cities and towns. Don't get me lying to you right now, Ian, because you know
I'm feeling good
right now. But you can get good 20% ROIs depending on, you know, your debt structure and everything.
Okay.
But ultimately those are really cash markets, you know, because most of the time those deals are 20,000, 25,000 with light rehabs. Maybe another 10 to 20,000, but the rents can go depending on how many bedrooms can go $600 to $800. So you can still get good ROI in those areas. Okay. I mean, you have certain parts of Georgia that are still good and lucrative, certain parts of North Carolina, Houston. You have good ROI opportunities. Shout out to Chris, the investor, who's out there buying blocks, literally.
Killing.
So there's so many different areas around the country. So if you're in high cost areas like New York, New Jersey, Cali, you got to go outside your marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can't afford to invest where you live or close to where you live, if you live in the high cost areas, you got to explore. But what I love about Market Mondays, and this is real talk, you can go ahead, especially for the folks who live in Cali or New York, right? If you have $10,000, $15,000, that's not enough to get into the market in New York or Cali. But you can get into this option market or this future market. Yeah. And you can flip your money and use your proceeds to buy real estate. There's so many different strategies in your world, Ian, that I've been learning since it's July 20th.
Yep.
I've been in this game for 41 days. And I'm up 65%. And I've already made 21K in 41 days.
Listen, well, I'm not going to let you tell all the people your business. No, you feel
nah,
good?
I'm cool with showing my lunchbox. It's all good.
Hey, yo, Matt, when you try to get in the chat, though, what was the rule?
I had to have 25K minimum by Friday. They said, this is me. They said, yo, I'm the GOAT episode. Let's not get it twisted, right? I got them. I'm the GOAT episode. And they told me 25K or you can't be in here. I said, I got to put 25K in here.
Jeez,
like,
it's tough.
I gotta put 25K in this. I don't even know what I'm doing. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to put 25K and I'm going to learn. And you know what? This is money. If I lose it, I lose it. But I'm going to learn. And you know what? I'm going to tell you about this stock game. And I've never 18 years in a real estate business. I never cared about stocks. Who cares about that? That's paper money. I like brick and mortar. But let me tell you, ain't no brick and mortar going to do what this thing going to do over here.
It's about together. So I know we got a lot of real estate investors watching on YouTube too. If you can have 20 doors and 1,000 shares at the same time, you are in heaven. You notice IG and Facebook and Twitter, the people that have multifamily and stocks, they do no arguing. They do no trolling in the comments.
Yes.
Because they're cashing out. So.
Well, this is diversification, man. And this is the key, man. It's real estate. And see, I've been real estate or bust for my whole life. Like nothing else matters to me. You know what I'm saying? But I've been a fool my whole life.
We all have. We all have. It's not one or another. It's both.
And it's then even, and.
Yeah. And also.
But for it's my everything.
Estate, yeah. And then the top 10 are like comps. So like Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, like the top 10 are like the comps in a quality area. So same thing. So when you are done feeling good and done celebrating, I want you to hop back on and maybe we can put together like an investment in the market and investment in real estate strategy together for the people.
Oh, I'm on as soon as 9:30 hit tomorrow morning. What you talking about, bro? Okay. I'm Gucci. But it's real estate. And I want people to understand, if you don't have a lot of money to invest in real estate, learn this game, soak this up, because this is an avenue for you to get into the real estate game. And there's so many tax-free ways that you can use this money to invest into real estate in a short period of time. It's like, it's phenomenal. And for me, you know, I'm telling everybody, you know, I'm posting on my Instagram. I'm not trying to keep this a secret because my page is all about real estate. Yeah. But I'm telling my real estate folks, look, pay attention to this because this is what I'm doing. And that's why I'm showing my lunchbox, because I want to show them, look, I don't know this game. I'm new. I'm learning and I'm making money while I'm learning. So you can do the same. And I hope my posts inspire people to put their money up and do what they got to do. So that's why I want to sponsor 10 people tonight. Rashad, Troy, pick the criteria. I don't care. I'm going to go back in Benihana's in 1 minute and eat my food. But like, y'all pick the criteria. I'll pay their membership. It don't matter to me. I want people in this. I want them to learn this. Be a part of the real estate Facebook group. Join Red Panda Stock Club. Do what you got to do to learn this game, because you can take this money and put it into real estate and build generational wealth. This is what they've been hiding from us for years, and you guys are teaching this game. It's phenomenal. So thank you, because you guys saved my life. And shout out to the Dark Knight and Trapper, because Dark Knight, Trapper, and Ian, You guys saved my life. Thank you.
I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you guys.
There would be no foundation without Ernie Alicia. Sheesh.
Oh, no, hold on.
That was the second text.
Come on. Hold on. Come on. You know what it is, guys. Come on, son. But I got to give it up to these guys. I got to give them flyers, too. But shout out to Earn Your Leisure, the platform, because it's not a podcast no more. It's a network. It's a movement. So stay tuned for everything that's going on with EYL, because EYL, you guys are putting this information out here, because CNBC don't put this out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, CNN, they don't put this education out here. They talk about it, but they don't teach us. And you guys are teaching us. So I love you guys. It's my born day. I may be rambling, but who gives a shit?
Yo, shout a light on my brother, MG.
Shout a light on me, man. It's my birthday, man.
Yo, shout a light on him. Go enjoy your family and yourself, man. We are so happy to celebrate you right now, bro.
Hold on. I want to give a big shout out. Hold on, Troy, before you cut me off. I want to give a big shout out to my daughters. Sydney, she turned 6 on the 29th. Her birthday was Saturday, and my baby girl, Brooke, she's my birthday gift. She turned 15 today. So I'm going to give a shout out to my daughters, my princesses. They're my birthday gifts. I love them dearly. Shout out to my daughters. All right. And shout out to my son, too. I don't want to leave him hanging, but my daughters are my birthday gift. So shout out to them. And I want to sponsor 10 people tonight to become members of EYL University.
We're writing them down right now from YouTube,
writing
bro.
It down now. Matt, appreciate you, bro.
Love you, bro.
Happy birthday.
My brothers, love you guys. Peace.
My man came in with that Jada Drunk Seagull energy. See you. The GOAT episode, boy.
The GOAT episode.
Yo. Dang. Oh, nothing without me.
Hey, yo, Celtic, what's going on? You've been unmuted. Thank you for being patient.
I'm up 65.
What's going on, Kings?
Everything good. What's going on?
What's going on?
Y'all brought up the TikTok, right? So I heard some about China saying that they might, I don't know if they implemented it already, but saying they were going to make it harder for technology out there to leave the country. So I let y'all speak on that. And then I also saw that the feds are saying that they're supposed to speak on legalizing the cannabis. So that, you know, that might be a play right there. I'm looking at that like prohibition. You know, that's how the mob came up. They was aligned with the prohibition. So I'm just seeing your thoughts on that.
Yeah, good question. Appreciate that.
I'll take the cannabis. I think it's going to take 10 years for federal legalization.
Say that again, Ian. What'd you say?
I think it's going to take 10 years.
10 years?
If it gets legal, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be all in too. But a good amount of homework you guys can do, because my brother mentioned it, go look at prohibition and see how long it took for that to become legal and all the hoops they had to go through. Very interesting story. Like, I'm surprised they haven't made a movie out of it. It's not going to happen as quickly as we think. And honestly, you'll be better off probably getting a dispensary where it's legal. Shout out to my folks in Colorado. And Gabe, who also took one of those companies public and exited all of his positions when he could. But it's probably going to take about 10 years before that's legal. But I think a lot of states, because of the pandemic that we've been going through, a lot of states need that money. And the only way they can probably be able to offset it and get the tax revenue they need is through legalization. So with hyperinflation, interest rates, because the stock market is up, but the economy has not recovered yet. We're not out of the danger zone in terms of the economics. So they have more incentive than ever to legalize federally. But it's going, you know, politicians move slow. It's going to take a while.
As far as TikTok, man, like I read that article today, this morning. I was like, because I thought today was going to be a great day. I was like, Apple's going to split. People are going to rush toward it. Microsoft's going to get this deal. And then I read that. And I kind of put it in the speculation category. Because I've seen it. We've seen it for the past 6 months, right? China says something, we say something. Who's going to call whose bluff?
It's politics as usual.
Yeah, it's just politics as usual. But like I said, they're splitting up the TikTok situation. Like, they're selling the Australia branch, they're selling to the American branch. But right around closing, we got that. Like, the announcement could come tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll see, man. I don't make moves off of speculation. I've learned that lesson. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm not emotionally attached to it. So we'll see what happens tomorrow morning. Appreciate you, Celtic.
Appreciate it. Let's get a couple more questions in. This guy, Matt, man.
But China isn't going to just let TikTok go. So if we go like rap reference, shout out to Master P. Like when Master P got Snoop off of Death Row, there was certain conversations that had to be had and money that had to be paid.
You know, those are on the table.
So it's the same kind of scenario.
We won't be privy to, but
yeah, but those geopolitical issues, it's a lot deeper than just, hey, we're going to buy the company off of you and then you can have it. It's deeper than that.
I mean, these are two heavyweights. I mean, three heavyweights. Oracle's not to be. I mean, it's a heavyweight company.
How many scholarships did he say he was going to give away?
10.
So we gave away four. We gave away four. So we do six more.
I'll see you with the purple shirt with the background. Boy, you a king. I see you.
Like what we did there.
Yeah.
You know, we got a few albums. We got rotating albums.
Hey.
Yeah, we got the smart. Whole lot. EYO Studios. Ooh, we back home.
Pop, what's going on, Pop? This is my guy from the shop. Yeah. Book club was lit yesterday. Appreciate you being part of it, bro.
Man, it was my pleasure. My pleasure. I mean, always thanks to y'all and Arthur. You know, shout out to you with the heavy conversation. Yeah, but yeah. I just actually had a real quick question because I have a few friends that actually, and even a couple I think that are even listening right now, where they actually are interested in to getting into stocks for themselves and for their children. So I just wanted to know if you guys had any like insight on if you wanted to like try and introduce a kid or, you know, a young teenager or something like that, where to like kind of start directing them or any courses or anything like that.
How old are the kids?
A couple people I know, they got them as young as like 6-7 years old. And then, okay. Up to, and then even I could even honestly tell you, I got a nephew that he's so heavy into Forex right now. And I'm like, yo, just migrate over to the stocks. And then he's 21, but
got you.
You know,
so what I did was Xander told a story before. One day I went to the ATM, took out the money, counted out in front of him on the bed, got his attention. Can't teach first, got to show result first. So what I would have that parent do, especially if you got teenagers, invest, take the money out and say, hey, I did this for you, so they can see it. Because the thing with Forex, you have so many bots and advertisers telling them what they can make. Parents want to come from an intellectual standpoint and say, you need to learn this for this reason. But they're looking like, well, you don't have the money from the thing. They need to see the fruits. So that's why even when I say, hey, what's Apple? What's Microsoft? What retail companies can we go into? When I ask that with Xander, I also give them an allowance every week too. So it's tangible to him. So there's a correlation between this market and money to him. I think parents wait too long to introduce that money. And Rashad talked about it, like when Epic Games had the issue with Apple, like you can have those conversations, but you got to show them how to monetize. So like, as far as like a course, I wouldn't even go that route. I would just either auto invest and begin investing right away. But kids need to see the fruit of that labor produced. Like kid, I'm gonna be real with you, kids, and especially like in this generation when everything is like instantaneous and microwave, you got to show them results fast. They don't want to hear that. They don't, especially in a kid like who are close to the streets or in the streets. You got to show them results. Don't hear no theory, money only. So I hope that helps.
Hey, Pac, do me a favor, Pac. Just send me your email.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'll shoot it to you right now. Thanks.
You're gonna have to send that. The chat is ringing too crazy. Just send it directly to
Yeah, chat is insane.
You know, I can't keep up. Like
YouTube's crazy too. It's been a very eventful night.
Let's go with a new name. Let's see.
Boy, I ended that chat and almost got ended, boy.
Shit.
Who's this? Oh man. Hector, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm a new EYL member. I don't have any questions. I just wanted to say thank you. Ian responded to my tweet today. Yeah, I loaded the boat, like he said. It's been great. So thank you. I'm here with my girlfriend, and we listen to you guys every Monday.
Shout out to you and your queen. Did you get Apple or Tesla today?
Both, sir.
Wow. I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Execution.
Yeah, so thank you guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Hector.
Thank you.
That's dope, man. He watches every Monday and got the information and you applied it. You know, that's the rules, man. Information on us, application on you.
Yep.
Active, man. That's dope. That's super dope.
Y'all gonna break Zoom tonight. Goodness.
I can't keep up with these. All right, Tiffany, I'm coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted, I think. Here we go. Well, they don't want you to be great, Tiff. There you go. Tiffany, you've been unmuted. What's up?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear
you. Yes, how are you?
Oh, good. So I did not load the boat today. I telegrammed Ian this morning, and he said wait for certain prices. So I set the money aside, and I'm waiting. I'm going to be patient. But my questions are around investing for kids. So I'm expecting my first kid in 5 weeks.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I guess, you know, I'm hearing you say start early, start the investing early. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you touched on that before in a previous conversation. But are we able to move those stocks over into their name later? Or is that something that I can set up now ahead of time?
I'll let our amazing advisor start, then I'll follow up after that.
If you want to do a custodial account, if you want to do a college savings account, you need a social security number. So that's actually a good question because people have asked that before. Even if we should probably have a conversation about life insurance for kids too. That's yeah. Enough to actually save. But you have to wait for the child is born because it needs a social security number if you want to open up a custodial account or a 529 account. So, I mean, you're almost at the finish line. So I would say, it's great that you're thinking about that. Just put that money that you want to, you know, put away to put it in the savings account. Just have it ready. And then once the child is born, has a social security number, you can open up, you can open up an insurance policy. You can open up a 529 plan. You can open up a custodial account. You can do a variety of different things, but you have to wait until the child is born first.
And then also, if you want to just begin putting some money to the side, because a lot of parents, it's interesting. Parents ask me, well, what if the kid acts up at 18? What can I do? Okay, so if you make another account, and let's say you just start investing $250 or $500 and you automatically invest on your end, you can decide whether you want to give those gains to your child based on their spectacular behavior or not. But the habit is more important than anything because once you have the baby, you're going to be tired. So those first 4 months, you're not going to want to think about it. The auto-investing option probably is going to be amazing for you. And those Xander's 5 is going to be 6 in February. Man, if... feels like yesterday he was one. So, and I'm like, man, I'm going to go through the cycle 4 more times and it's going to be an adult. So just start. And then, you know, once you're done being tired and you're not sleeping, like Rashad said, you can set up that account for your child.
Oh,
yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, yo.
Shout out to the good folks.
Yo, bro.
Shout out to the good folks at Goya.
Goya.
Dimalo.
Yo, this guy went in my fridge and like we use that for smoothies. I'm looking, I just looked over like, yo, this dude just drank my Goya.
Mucho gracias.
My load of all of that's all. Funny, y'all family. Come on, man.
I didn't know he was looking for a bottle of water. I was like, yo, I think I'm out. And I'm like, yo, are you drinking the Goya?
That's a fact.
It's too different.
EYL Espanol coming soon. So Goya, if you want to be heavy on this wave,
you on the screen.
We'll put you on. We got a whole line of Spanish speaking content coming. People don't know I speak Spanish. That's gonna really throw them off.
That's gonna throw me off.
Yeah, me too. I had no clue.
So yeah, man, you never know. We earn your leisure. You never know what's up the pipeline. This was a very special episode. We broke records. MG, we got a tipsy MG to come on his birthday to share gems and
have. I love the energy.
Yeah. Our brother King Arthur came through, spent some love.
Yeah, we gave away a lot of scholarships. People would check your Cash Apps. We did give away the Cash Apps, and yeah, man, it's dope. Don't forget, Market Mondays is now a podcast. So you can check Market Mondays out tonight at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Apple, Spotify, all the major outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe to the podcast,
mm-hmm.
Rate the podcast 5 stars, give it a comment, and just share it. Share it with your friends, share it with your network.
Yeah.
That's running up the charts crazy right now.
Like we said last week, man, I love everybody that did that, man.
Thank you guys so much.
Post it, tag us in it so we can repost it. We want to run this thing out. We want to be number one and two, man. EYL Network, that's the move.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man. Ian, what would you like to say?
I'm going to do what I normally do. Thank you, guys. Man, I can't lie. Even when the numbers came out, people started sending them. I'm like, man, we climbed the charts fast. So thank you, guys. From the bottom of my heart, Mike, Jamal, Bam, Mark, Trap, Matt, entire squad. I appreciate it. To everyone on YouTube, Zoom, I love you guys so much. Just a reminder, check on the people that you love. Check on your friends. Check on your family. Sion, call me back. Check on your friends. Check on your family. Because you never know. Things can turn in an instant. The 2020 has been a weird year all around and emotionally so draining for us. So check on people every single day. Even if you're going through it, sometimes you checking on someone else can spark them to do the same and it'd be a good chain reaction. Invest in the market every single month. And for those of you that did not get scholarships, please invest in Apple and Microsoft. They're two of the four top picks in the stock club. I can't give it all away, but I'm telling you, Apple's in the top two recommendations. Just buy those every month. You'll be fine. Set it and forget it. And be kind to each other. There's a lot of BS going on in the world, a lot of negative energy. Let's try not to add to that. Be kind to everyone that you encounter.
That's a fact. Ernie Alesia, we got a big episode coming out tomorrow. Mr. and Mrs. 2 weeks out. The first fitness couple of Atlanta. They got a dope vibe going on. And that's out tomorrow, so check that out. Like I said, make sure you subscribe to Market Mondays on the podcast charts. EYL University, we got a big, big class coming up Wednesday on entrepreneurship. Make sure you guys check that out.
Yeah, we got study hall Friday. Don't forget that.
And everybody that we sent cash apps to, we still got a couple more cash apps that we'll send after this is over. But yeah, as opposed to, we just figured it would just be easier. So we just sent $300 to each person. That's how much the cost of EYL University is right now with the discount. So all you got to do is go to EYLUniversity.com, enter promo code 4 for the annual discount, and you'll get 50% off, which is $300. So like I said, if you need it for something more different than that, if you need it to buy groceries, if you need it to whatever, you know, it is what it is. You know, as Josh Chris famously said, it's a blessing to be a blessing. So
that's real.
We're just fortunate to be in a position where we can actually, you know, give any money. And
somebody screenshotted it already and tagged us.
Shout out to that man. So yeah, you know, it's just, you know, we got to keep things in perspective, and there's still a lot of people that are struggling, even though some people are, you know, doing well financially during COVID. Not everybody is fortunate enough to be doing well. So if you can pass a blessing along, it's always going to come back to you, I think, four times over, in my opinion. So we appreciate everybody for checking us out. Like I said, especially tonight, I'm gonna check the replay. Hopefully they got a replay on Brandy and Monica. Shout out to both of them.
Who are you at, though? Before we watch it.
I'm with Monica. I don't want no smoke.
Yeah?
Monica.
I feel like Monica got the more cultural hood, like, but Brandy
got hits.
She got the bigger.
Yeah.
It's a good match.
But, you know, it's legendary. No matter who wins, it's a legendary situation. But, yes, thank you guys for rocking with us. Thank you guys for making us. We're already number one, in my opinion. But, you know, we're on our way to become the number one business, investment, whatever you want to call it, show out there. So continue to support. We appreciate it. Let us know anything that you would like to see us do. Bring on different guests. Any topics that you want us to cover, feel free to, you know, write in the comments or drop us a line. And we'll try our best to try to work on getting that done. And for the person at EYL University that had the question about backdoor Roth IRA, sorry, I didn't get a chance to talk about that this week, but we'll try to talk about that next week. And yeah, that's it.
Execute. The one thing I wish our community would do more post service is have fellowship to execute. For those of you that also join EYL, because of the scholarship, I'd be in a Facebook group. So if you want to finesse, you'd be like, hey, Ian, what you think of this? I'm happy to answer.
I appreciate you for being in that Facebook
definitely
group.
Definitely in
too.
There.
I saw of course. You posted something the other day. And that's dope, too. With like, you know, to have you in there and just post stuff randomly is dope. So I appreciate that.
I'm here to help. And what I want us to do after fellowship is then go execute. You guys don't have to pass around the collection plate and put nothing in. We're here to serve you. But tomorrow, I want you to make the decision, or tonight, if you're going to be an investor or consumer, pick what you're going to buy and buy them every month. If you want an easy blueprint, you can buy index funds every month and never have to listen to us again. Although I would appreciate if you showed up every week. But 10 years from now, I want you to be able to run into us in New York and Dyckman when Rashad's speaking Spanish fluently, right? And be like, hey, y'all changed my life. I'm up 200%. I can take care of my kids, and then my Spanish should still be terrible.
We're getting the fish right under the train station. We're going to be posted up.
Yeah, so love y'all. Execute. I'm begging you. I know a lot of you are not entrepreneurs. There's a certain level of execution that you need in order to get to freedom. You're seeing it at scale with how much content they put out, how much I put out, Trap, everyone else. Just execute, execute, execute. Once you do that, life will never be the same. In 2008, I had not amassed this prowess yet. I made it my mission that after that, I'll never be caught in a recession again. So for those of you that are down and out, this is your path to freedom. Please take full advantage of it. Money Master's Game, if you need a book, always mention it. But go in heavy and learn this. This is the market that matters the most. This is the plug. You don't need customers, don't need clients. You don't need vendors. You don't need anyone to vouch for you. If you can get this down, you'll have money for the rest of your generations. So that's my little Kanye rant.
Like you said, execute. Information on us, application on
and
you.
Like the video. Please, like the video.
Please.
We love y'all. We're going to see y'all tomorrow on the new episode. When the new episode drops, we'll see y'all Wednesday. EYL, we love you. Peace.
Peace.
Ernest, what's going on? It's September, so we know that means back to school, and EYL University is no different. We got something special for y'all.
Yes, EYL University includes 70 past webinars, weekly webinars, access to our private investment group on Facebook, which includes bi-weekly real estate calls with our brother MG, the mortgage guy, access to our movie club, and access to our book club. So you get all of that, and for the month of September, since it's back to school, we are doing something that we have never done before, special blowout. The biggest sale that we had thus far, 50% off. So 50% off of our annual membership, go to EYLUniversity.com and enter promo code FALL. Enter promo code FALL and get 50% off. This is only running until the end of September.
You know how this works. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We'll see you on the other side.
Let's do it.